test the recording system, not anyone.
Fine, okay?
Okay, okay.
We'll do that first. 4013. Is this Michael Harris?
This is who?
This George Dunscombe, I'm the judge, I got one other person to get in the line before we start, okay, hang on.
Alright.
Is this Mr. Dominguez? Oh shoot. Is this Mr. Dominguez?
Yes, sir.
Alright, this George Dunscombe, the magistrate, I've got Mr. Silas, who's the prosecutor, and two other defendants on the line. And you all have, you're getting a benefit from the prosecutor's office of completing an informal diversion, which is why I'm kind of handling your cases together. Mr. Gaspar, you were cited for shoplifting on June the 13th. It's a class 1 misdemeanor with a possible maximum penalty of 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges, no minimum mandatory penalty. Mr. Harris, you were cited for unlawful possession of marijuana and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Mr. Dominguez, you were cited for unlawful possession of marijuana, unlawful possession of narcotic paraphernalia, and failure to yield, make open a left-hand turn. You all have the right to enter plea of not guilty. You all have the right to have a trial. In your case, Mr. Gaspar, it would have been a trial by jury. You all would have had the right of having an attorney represent you. Doesn't necessarily mean full appointed counsel means the right to be represented by counsel. You have the right to remain silent and the right to attend to all future court proceedings. You all can understand all that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Mr. Harris and Mr. Dominguez, on the drug charges, the possible maximum penalty is also 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges. However, on the marijuana possession charge, the minimum mandatory penalty would be that you must complete 8 hours of substance use counseling and would be ordered to pay $1,354 in fines and surcharges. On the unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, the minimum mandatory penalty is you must be placed on probation in order to participate in appropriate substance use counseling, which would require a full-blown substance use evaluation and any counseling required by that evaluation. You gentlemen understand that?
Yes,
sir. What we're going to do on all three of your cases is that you've had a discussion with Mr. Silas about what it is you need to complete. Mr. Gaspar, you have to complete a course through a group called Wise Choice Alternatives. We send them your registration or the fact that you're to be enrolled via email. They will contact you via email to set up arrangements to pay the diversion cost fees and get you signed up for the course materials. We're going to give you until December 14th to complete that. Mr. Harris and Mr. Dominguez, you're both going to be attending 8 hours of substance use counseling through a group called Bridges. That's going to cost you minimum $65, and you must sign up for and pay for the classes in advance. They only offer it once a month. So you've got to get signed up and pay and get that paid for well in advance. Mr. Dominguez, you have until December 14th. Why don't we only give Mr. Harris till the second?
I'm sorry, but I don't remember what his...
Okay. Well, I'm just going to...
You can change it.
Okay. I'm going to reset all of your court dates to December 14th, all right?
I'm good, thank you.
So, I'm going to enter pleas of not guilty on the charges on behalf of all three of you. I'm going to set your next court dates for December 14th. If you have completed whatever it is that you have to do, whether it's the Wise Choice Alternatives or the bridges, and we have the proof of that back, we will be vacating those hearings. But if we don't get the proof that you've completed that, you need to be present in court that day, all right?
Yes, sir. Question, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if I can get some information on. I have to complete my proof of completion for my class.
With whom am I speaking?
It's okay.
Yes. You, sir, you're going to keep going to bridges, right?
Yeah, I could have done that in a minute.
Okay, so we're going to give you a form that talks about how you just signed up for the class through bridges, okay? You're doing the DHC education. So your alternatives are going to be October 10th, November 7th, or December 5th, okay? Well, we'll give you that form where to go and get signed up.
Once you complete the class, I'll give you a certificate.
But you need to make sure we get the certificate, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do any of you have any other questions?
No, sir.
No, sir.
All right. So, I tell you what, Mr. Harris, you come up and come on in the lobby and go to the third window. Mr. Gasper, you wait outside the door till you see Mr. Harris leave. And Mr. Dominguez, if you'll follow Mr. Gasper, that would be great. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on in, gentlemen. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mr. Silas?
Yes, sir.
Let's do Miss Apodaca.
She's there.
She's
there,
just
there.
Moving to continue.
Paul?
I'm not sure who else is still on the line, but
you just really picked it up with the 29.
Just that. Can we go off the record real quick?
Yeah.
Hi. Is this Miss Apodaca?
Hold on a minute, please. Hold on.
Okay.
No. Hold on just a second. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Is this Miss Apodaca?
Thank you.
Yeah, is this Miss Apodaca?
Huh? Sorry?
Is this Michaela Apodaca?
Yes.
This is George Sunscom, the Ore Valley Magistrate. We're on the line with Mr. Siles. Trying to figure out where we are in your proceeding, actually.
I was told that it's going to be another 30 days.
Nancy, I can't find that we ever did the initial test. Yeah, we did. Alright, so Miss Apodaca, you're moving to continue for more time to go talk to an attorney?
I really would like to know what is good for me and what isn't, and I don't have any representation or help. I have three different cases going on right now, because I have children in custody and divorce going on at the same time as this case, so it's not.
All right, we're going to continue your case to October the 19th. I take it you're not here, that you're still at home or somewhere else?
I'm actually here, yeah. pushing my daughter around in the store.
Oh, okay, well, then come on into the front window, we're gonna give you a cup. Well, Nancy, I don't have one of the tablets.
I'm untouchable.
Yes.
Can I get her phone number so I can give her a call?
Yes, her phone number is 520-329.
Yeah.
9290.
I texted Lori with the phone.
All right, thank you. I'll give her a call sometime here before the next question.
Okay, thank you.
That's the family box. We need the blue one.
Oh, I'm not gonna have any of them.
Ms. Alpaduck, I'm looking for another pamphlet from the Bar Association to give to you.
Are there some more from that?
I hope so. There may be some out of the lobby. Ask Dan if they should. All right, Ms. Alpaduck, you're not fourth in line to come into the lobby to sign paperwork. So the three other gentlemen, so just kind of linger around the door, and as soon as the lobby's empty, go ahead on in and go to the third window, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Well, Mr. Siles, we now just have a bunch of initial appearance arraignments, so I'm just... What are we doing in groups of, I thought I saw two false informations here. No.
Hold on.
Just one. Suspended license. Speeding. Yeah, they're just doing in groups of three. We're going to do Costa Federico, which is speeding. Travis did it, why did you think that the U of A police wanted to speak to Travis?
There's someone in the police report. He was wanted. They wanted to speak to him about the
fight. And there is a drug dealer. All right, here we go.
Thanks, I'm gonna take for the blue one. Would it hurt for you to have had this one? That she smoked
no,
the books?
No, it wouldn't hurt at all.
She said she can't talk about her quill because she's used it before.
Oh. Is this Mr. Acosta?
She needs the blue one too.
That's not what I'm asking.
Who's that?
I told the lawyer so I can get a couple of the people on the phone.
Okay.
Nancy, I don't have a number for Federico.
That's...
What?
I asked him if his name was Dominguez. He said yes. His name's Gaspar. He signed the wrong paper. So, he did. It's kind of faint. Can I just mark through it and have him sign it above that? It's for the informal diversion. Thank you, sir. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. She needs the blue one. I think.
Go again, John.
I'm not over there.
Please. Here, Ron. We've got him in the lobby. No, yeah.
Is this Caleb Federico? Mr. Federico, please hold the line. This is George Dunstan, the judge. We're trying to get another person on the line. Hold, please. Yeah, I don't have Travis's phone number. It's 232-4789. I know, but it's not here. I need to go for that.
Boston,
we're sorry,
the number you.
I'm gonna try another number, hang on.
rely on wireless, your number you dial has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service.
I'm back in there.
Ed Willis, he said he's here from...
Is this Mr. Benito?
Yes, it is.
This is George Dunscombe, Orbat Magistrate. I've got you and a couple other folks on the line. This is the time set for everyone's initial appearance and arraignment.
Okay.
Mr. Acosta, you were cited for driving on a suspended license, Class 1 misdemeanor. Mr. Bidditch. Okay.
Yes.
Just, if you could all let me speak and I'll get all this done, and then you can ask individual questions on your cases, okay? So, Mr. Benito, you were cited for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, also a Class 1 misdemeanor. The possible maximum penalty for those offenses would be 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges. Possible maximum penalty, 1 month in jail, 1 year on probation, $938 in fines and surcharges. And there would be points assessed against your driving record. You all three have the right to enter a plea of not guilty. You all have the right to have a trial. You all have the right to have an attorney represent you. That doesn't necessarily mean court appointed. It means directly represented by counsel. You have the right to remain silent and the right to be present at all court proceedings. You understand all that, gentlemen?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I understand we're going to enter pleas of not guilty on all three of your cases, and we're going to set your cases for free trials at some point down the road. So, Mr. Acosta, this is a yes or no question. Do you, have you contacted MDD, and do you know why your driver's license is suspended?
Now I do. Now that I got stopped, I do, and they're just, I just got to go to a class so they can give me the my license.
Enter plea of not guilty, set it for free trial December the 2nd at 9 o'clock. You must be present a week of proceeding in your absence, and a warrant will be issued, and you can be charged with failing to appear.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, where are you at in the line of folks coming in?
Who was the last one you did?
Abadaka.
Yeah, I still have her paperwork. Her phone died, so I'm going to run it up to... She's right there in the parking lot.
Yeah, she is. Okay. So, Mr. Acosta, come on in the lobby, go to the third window, meet Dan there, and he'll have you sign the paperwork. Mr. Federica, we're going to enter a plea of not guilty set for your case for a free trial on October the 19th. Again, you have to hear the issue warrant, and you could be frustrated to appear. If you'll wait outside the lobby until Dan is finished with the person that's there, and then come in and sign it, that would be good. Okay? Mr. Benito, you're third in line. Once Dan gets back in the building, enter a plea of not guilty. Mr. Benito, let me just ask you, when's your next court date in Superior Court?
The
last day of September. So by November, we should... Huh? Okay, we're still in September. All right. So, get back to us again on November the 4th and let us know what's going to happen on your felonies, all right?
Okay.
Enter a plea of not guilty set for pretrial November 4th, 9 o'clock. If you fail to appear, we need to go and warrant you can be charged with failing to appear. We are third in line at the front counter, all right?
Okay.
All right, but wait outside.
Okay. And you sure I have a stupid driver's license?
Yeah. No. Mr. Benito, you have an unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia.
Okay. I didn't hear that we were all on this one together.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
So, Judge.
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis is a friend that was with you last week. Scheduled for October 13th. Sorry, went over and got it signed.
Right.
I told him it's October 13th, but Troy told him that there was a time limit on it, and I guess told him to come today. So he's here with the defendant.
Well, he's just gonna have to wait. This isn't...
I didn't know anything about it.
Mr. Stiles, we've got some confusion about it. You gentlemen can hang up, except for the prosecutor.
You want to
Your Honor?
Yeah.
Do you have a table in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
We lost the... We were talking over recent hearing about the table in Puerto Rico with you and our own coffee and all that.
It's a paperwork action, yeah. I'm sorry.
We set your matter for pre-trial October 19th. At 9 o'clock, and...
No, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, sorry. Okay, 10 o'clock.
Yes. And if you fail... If you fail to appear, we issue warrants for your arrest.
If you want to just have a seat at that...
And you'd be charged with failing to appear, okay?
I'm sorry, I'll get my stuff out of here.
That's all right.
Okay.
Mr. Lewis, we have no idea why you're here. You're not on the calendar.
Understandable. I can give you the whole genesis. What happened, Mr. Simon emailed me with the pleas and let me know that the plea involving Ms. Sandoval would expire in 10 days. I think that was...
Would expire when?
10 days from his email, which I think would be Thursday or Friday last week. I emailed Nancy a motion to substitute the plea for today. On Thursday, I think it was, or Wednesday of last week, Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
Did I respond?
You did, but I think you responded Friday. Let me get the email.
We have a huge calendar.
If Troy is willing to delay this or extend the plea, if it's not too much of a burden on Ms. Sandoval, and Your Honor, I don't have a problem with that, Your Honor.
Mr. Simon has imposed a time limit on a plea, and because of that, we've got Mr. Lewis standing here with his client ready to take a DUI plea. And I, to some extent, understand these time limits, but not when we've got the kind of calendar we have this morning.
And Your Honor, he wasn't clear about that, and I didn't ask.
Some young woman named Sandoval. Marissa, Nancy thinks she can get it ready.
Sandoval?
Yeah. And in the meantime, I'm going to try and get.
Sorry for the confusion.
And on top of that, we've got two more defendants that have apparently shown up that need to be talked to. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So Dorian Lopez has already had the initial tenant's arraignment, at least on the DV. So what are we here on today, Nancy? I'm confused here.
Josh, I'm sending him a plea agreement, so we're just trying to get another court date so I can send him.
I think that was that one.
You said arraignment killed my guilty. We had to go here to get over. So I'm just going to cross that out.
Sorry.
And I'm going to call the defense motion to continue. We're just going to call Mr. Lopez, get him on the line.
I was pretty sure with him, Judge, that he would continue his arraignment.
Not guilty.
What's the name of the filing? Marissa Sandoval.
Okay. Okay, so.
I need it back though. They never get that back.
Hello?
Is this Dorian Lopez?
Yes.
This George Sensenmore County Magistrate. We're on the line, well, from Mr. Silas, who will be back relatively soon, I think. Are you there yet, Mr. Silas? Apparently not. As soon as Mr. Silas gets back, we'll take care of it. I understand you're moving to continue and he's sending you a plea offer. Okay.
Give me just another minute.
Okay. Mr. Lopez, do you have a dog?
No. That's the little girl, that's okay.
Oh, okay. She seems to look like a dog, I'm sorry. I don't mean to find that.
I am fine. I did. A little squeaky?
Yep. Mr. Silas is coming back. Does November 4th work as a good court date for you at 9 o'clock?
November 4th?
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
And on that day, would I be sentenced also? Or is that?
Well, if you accept the plea, probably. All right, Mr. Seidel, I'm Mr. Lopez. Was there a notice to the victim?
Yes, sir.
Has the victim contacted you or is the victim present?
The victim is not present.
Fair enough. Mr. Lopez, I'm going to grant the motion to continue to November the 4th at 9 o'clock. Why don't you come into the lobby to the third window? See Dan and he'll have you sign the paperwork. Now, Mr. Seidel, there's another.
He won't have to respond anymore. They said they had problems with him in the past.
Another.
Mr. Lopez, you still owe $105 on an old case.
I did that already.
Oh, you did?
Getting your exercise, huh, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to
talk?
Yes, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Now, that's Dan.
Yeah. Dan knows me and my brother.
Mr. Lopez, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, alright? Just hang out there, we're going to give the paperwork to Dan and just get you to sign it, get you on your way, okay? You got Mr. Lopez's paperwork ready, Dan.
Okay.
Well, I need to this fellow was here, that's the one you heard, he said, what's his problem? He left, he didn't come back.
What do you mean he didn't come back?
Is that Mr. Lopez?
We gave him his
name. I gave him a copy of this. Would you be able to make a copy of this and give it to the prosecutor?
It was Mr. Lopez.
Okay, do you have this?
Right here.
From the
judge? Mr.
Yes.
Mendoza?
Yeah.
I gave him the affidavit. It took him a long time to come in and get it. I told him to fill it out, give it back to the ladies. I've called him twice now. He won't answer the phone. They said they had issues with it last week too, so I just thought maybe it'd be best if you tried to call him.
All right, we're gonna do this danger now.
Huh?
Is this Carla Painter?
Yes.
This is George Duskamore Valley Magistrate. We're on the line with Mr. Silas, the prosecutor. You have a citation. Actually, yeah, you were cited on July 23rd. You were charged with disorderly conduct with a domestic violence allegation. Considered a class 1 misdemeanor. The possible maximum penalty is 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges. Because of the domestic violence allegation, the minimum mandatory penalty is that you must complete 26 sessions of domestic violence counseling if convicted. Do you understand all that?
Yes, sir.
You have the right to enter a plea of not guilty, the right to have a trial, the right to have an attorney represent you. It doesn't necessarily mean court appointed, but it might, depending on the possible maximum penalty and your financial status. You have the right to remain silent and the right to be present at all future court proceedings. You understand all that?
Yes, sir.
Is there notice to the victim, Mr. Seidels?
It's a mutual combat. They were both silent. Hi.
Who's the other party?
Well, that was my son. He attacked my son, and I was just trying to defend him.
Not sure.
I freaked out, you know. I freaked out.
Okay, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you some pamphlets from the Pima County Bar Association that might help you get either legal representation.
Fine. I'm flexible.
And there's a phone number you call to schedule it, okay?
I'm the party crasher.
Yes,
he says that next to your email.
Exactly. We could issue a warrant and we could be charged the same as with there, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions, ma'am?
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, come on into the lobby. Down in each is the third window. I need to sign the paperwork, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mr. Silas, we have a Julianne Adams who's not present apparently.
Okay.
False information to law enforcement.
She's on law and letter.
Oh, you?
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Is this Miss Adams?
Yes, sir, it is.
This is George Duskamore Valley Magistrate. I've got Mr. Seidels, who's the prosecutor on the other line. This is your arraignment initial appearance. You were cited on July the 20th and for false information to law enforcement, which appears to have happened at the police department?
Yes.
Wait, ma'am, you probably shouldn't say anything. The prosecutor could use it against you. It's considered a class 1 misdemeanor. The possible maximum penalty would be 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges, no minimum mandatory penalty. You have the right to enter a plea of not guilty, the right to have a trial, the right to have an attorney represent you, the right to remain silent, and the right to be present at all court proceedings. Do you understand all of that? Ms. Adams, did you understand all of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I understand you want to enter a plea of not guilty, and we're going to set it for a pre-trial conference?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well.
When do you want to serve that 48 hours? Want to do it this weekend?
Here, have a bit. U.S. Post Office mail address for you?
Yes.
Is that the 8008 East Elsboro Circle?
Yes, sir.
857.
It's apartment 121. I don't know if you have an apartment number.
It's not on there.
Okay, so it's 23rd and 24th.
Okay.
What's the zip code?
Get it taken care of.
8597.
23rd and 24th. What time do you want to go in?
It's
$100 cheap if you go in at midnight. $100 cheaper if you go in at midnight.
So we're going to enter a plea of not guilty, set us for pre-trial November 2nd at 9 o'clock. You must be present that we can fail to. Or we could issue a warrant. And you could be charged with failing to appear. I knew that's what it was. We're going to mail you some pamphlets from the thing.
It's going to go out there.
You want to tell if you get either a presentation or some reduced cross legal advice. Okay? Do you have any questions?
Just take care of it.
No.
You should probably get copies of the police reports before you go talk to an attorney, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, Debbie, if you have any questions, you're excused. Thank you. Mr. Siles, we're going to move on to Ms. Corral and Ms. Benzel. Should I call the number on the citation? Dan, did you give us the phone number? We could tell him that he has to do that.
There's so much going on right now that he barely can get the paper signed. So I made extra copies.
Actually, Nancy, I'm not going to waste the time with Mr. Mendoza if he's not
here. There already.
Is
that his number?
Constitutionalist pretrial conference.
Look at the, look underneath that.
Who are we talking about?
Mr. Simon, Mr. Mendoza is probably a constitutionalist, and he sent us back a photocopy of his citation and all of that. we're not wasting the time.
I had a couple of those ones.
Let me translate. I'm going to issue a warrant. All right. We're going to go to try Ms. Corral.
Llamada ha sido transferida a un sistema de mensajes de voz automatizada. No está disponible. Favor de grabar su mensaje después del tono. Cuando termine de grabar su mensaje,
Mitch Simon, Silas, I don't speak Spanish. I have no idea what that is, what you said.
What is that for?
That's Karina Correct.
Do you have another number, or is that the only one?
I don't know. Move on to Ms. Benzel.
Oh, that's not her number. Yes.
Oh.
That's
Hello? Is this Ms. Benzel?
Yes,
sir. Okay, Ms. George Susquehanna, Morgana Magistrate, will you please hold? Thank you.
Hello?
Is this Karina Correll? This is George Dustamore Valley Magistrate. We've got another defendant on the line, but also Mr. Silas is the town prosecutor. The possible maximum penalty for which would be 6 months in jail, 5 years on probation, $4,498 in fines and surcharges, and a minimum of $1,000 in taxes imposed by the legislature. The minimum mandatory penalty for the offense would be 10 days in jail. 9 of those days can be suspended for completed substance abuse evaluation and counseling. Minimum $493 in fines and surcharges, plus the $1,000 in taxes I've already mentioned. There would be a minimum suspension of your driving credit for a period of 90 days, with a requirement to install an interlock device on your automobile up to 12 months. And complete the substance use evaluation as conditions of having the license reinstated. Do you understand that, Ms. Benzel?
I do.
Ms. Correll?
I do.
You both have the right to enter a plea of not guilty, the right to have a trial by jury, the right to have an attorney represent you, and if you can't afford one, we would appoint one for you, but reduce no cost to yourself, the right to remain silent, and the right to be present at all future court proceedings. Also, if you're ultimately found guilty of the offense at the trial and failed to appear for sentencing for 90 days, you lose your right to any direct appeal. So, ladies, I'm going to swear you both in. You solemnly swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
I have financial affidavits. We'll start with Ms. Correll. Is that your signature on the third page of the affidavit?
Yes.
Are all the allegations in your petition true, correct, and best of belief or knowledge?
Yes.
And you're not supporting anyone at this time, but your income is a total of $1,200 a month?
Yes.
Ms. Correll, I'm going to find that you're indigent. Oh, I can't see it's not. There's no attorney on it.
No, I can see where you're going.
Oh. I was looking at the top of the ring. Ms. Correll, I'm going to find your indigent. I'm going to appoint an attorney in Ms. Valenzuela to represent you. You're going to get a hold of him, and now his job is trying to track you down. We'll need to have you fill out the top of the form.
The forms and the minutes.
Appointing to him. So remember, the right measure is this is the form we send him, and that's the information he has for trying to contact you. In the plea of not guilty, set it for redraft findings November the 17th at 1:30 in the afternoon. The warrant for the issue, and you could be charged with failing to appear. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Also, both Ms. Benzel and Ms. Correll, you were not fingerprinted the night of your arrest, so you both have to make appointments with the Orval Police Department to go in and have your fingerprints taken. You'll have until November 17th to provide us the proof of completing that.
All right.
Okay, signing that. okay, Ms. Corral, if you want to come on in the lobby, meet Dan at the third window, we'll give you those documents to fill out. Ms. Benzel, I'm now looking at your financial affidavit. You are supporting one child.
Okay.
Correct. You're going to only earn $600 a month?
I'm only getting about 16 hours a week at work.
Oh my goodness. It's how you support yourself.
Mainly with EDG, and I've been trying to figure out how from the health agencies right now until I can get more hours.
Okay. I'm going to find your agent. I'm going to appoint an attorney who's actually here on the premises of the last Mr. Lewis, I'm about to appoint you to represent Ms. Benzel. We want to meet with her before she leaves.
Actually, have her call me.
Senator, please, not to have you said this real quick. I'm sorry, point Mr. Lewis.
I didn't write that on the last lady's form.
So, your three-car conference, October 27th at 1:30. Don't forget to get the fingerprints done. And don't forget to fill out the top of the form appointing counsel and write legibly so Mr. Lewis can read your handwriting. Do you have any questions, ma'am?
No, I
leave
October 27th.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be on the paperwork we give you a copy of, okay?
Alrighty.
Come on into the lobby. Well, wait till the lobby's empty and then go to the third window, okay?
Alright, sounds good. Thank you so much.
What are these two?
Terrible views, Judge. One fellow took his class, the PhD class, it was just take. And then the other lady took a 26-week domestic class.
What's that all, sir?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry, ma'am. You're excused.
Alright, have a good day. It's in a bond on the sea as well, so 20,000.
What did Mr. Garcia owe us money for? Because he pled guilty to a theft charge.
I was thinking he had two phones.
Oh, it's 375, it's not 310. I mean, it's not 1300.
He actually has a 1460.
You got a bridge of that,
though. He has a DUI.
No, he's got a no proof of insurance from 2018. That's a hole they've got to get rid of.
Okay, hold on, let me get your flag. I got the way over.
Come back.
Okay, do you have the paperwork for Karma?
Yes.
Okay. I need a right index finger pass. It's the pointing one. You have to roll it, just push it down and push it straight into that box. Yeah. It's just wax. See that?
Yeah.
It'll come right off. It's not like the old school business.
That's right, that's right. I remember.
That's clearly not Mr. Garcia's phone number.
Yeah.
No, it's 551-5242. That's 5142. Let's try them one more time.
Hello?
Is this Roberto Garcia?
Yes, this is him.
This is George Dunstan, more of our magistrate. We got Mr. Silas on the other line. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, and you?
I'm here. We have proof that you completed your 8-hour class with Bridges, so what it comes down to is that you still owe a significant amount of money on all these old files.
Yes.
So are you, what's your financial situation?
So I've been unemployed for like the past, what was it, since like last year in December, but I recently just got hired at McDonald's, so I'm not going to start working there for this Wednesday. I just went, what was it, I think on Saturday to fill up the rest of the paperwork, but, you know, start to be in the system and everything. And I'm going to go through orientation on Wednesday, and by Friday I should already have a schedule to start working. So I'm probably going to be, I'm going to start be able to get more payment, you know, more money on the payment.
All right, that sounds good. So just keep, you just leave it at $25 a month for now. You can pay more, do it, all right?
Okay, yeah, for
it's,
sure.
It's going to take you forever to get this paid.
I know, it's a pretty big high amount, right?
Yeah, it's $1,469.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I should be able to at least give, you know, way more than that now, you know what I mean? Especially that I got a job now. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, congratulations on getting the job and on getting that course taken care of.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep up your payments, all right?
All right, sir. Thank you so much. So this is the court right after this has to take off?
Yes. Why don't you come in? If you're here, come on in and sign your paperwork, and then we'll get a copy and go from there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Give him a new payment. They have 2 weeks off.
Okay.
Who is?
It's October 16th, okay? On Friday.
What's this one? Let's see.
What's the rest of the English one? And I still have one arraignment that hasn't spoken with Tobin yet, but she said she was late because she got a little lost.
Does she need to talk to Tobin, or can I just call her and deal with it?
I don't know. Probably to check for control. It's all criminal damage and so it's not good.
Okay, Miss, is it Garcia? Roberta?
That's the one we just
passed. Yes, sir.
You're excused. You can come on into the lobby, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. I'm not going to get them sent.
In time for the DUI, please, ready to go.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, hold on.
All right, Mr. Simon, Silas will do the Marissa Sandoval case, but I still don't understand the urgency on Mr. Simon's part.
I don't either. If you want to reset it, it's okay.
She's come clear up here. Mr. Lewis has come clear up here. Are you Marissa Sandoval?
Yes. Yes.
You'll have to speak up, because I can't hear you through your mask. I have a plea agreement that indicates that at this time you're changing your plea of not guilty on the charge of driving under the influence to charge to a plea of no contest to driving with a blood alcohol in excess of 0.08%. He sent 180 days in jail, 176 suspended credits for 2 days time served. You have to spend 48 consecutive hours in jail and you have to pay for all the days in jail. Addition is $1,492 in fines, surcharges, and other taxes, and $25 court security fee. Again, 12 months unsupervised probation. The conditions violating the local, state, or federal law, don't drive without bad license, registration, and insurance, you need to possess, consume alcoholic beverages. During the probationary period, you have to participate in a DUI-specific substance abuse evaluation and complete whatever counseling or DUI education is required by the evaluation. You have to attend one session of Madison Impact Panel. So the state's agreed to dismiss the balance of the charges and not file any charges for higher blood alcohol contents. Is that your understanding of the plea?
Yes.
Did you go over with Mr. Lewis before he signed it?
I did, yes.
Do you believe you understand the terms and consequences of the plea agreement?
I do.
Did you sign this waiver of immigration admonition?
Yes.
Do you understand it's unlawful in the state of Arizona to drive an automobile at any time when you consume alcoholic beverages and your blood alcohol content to exceed 0.08% within 2 hours of the time you drove the automobile?
I did.
The possible maximum penalty is 4 to 6 months in jail, 5 years on probation, $4,498 in fines, surcharges, and there's a minimum of $1,000 in taxes imposed by the legislature. The minimum mandatory penalty for the offense is $493 in fines and surcharges, plus the $1,000 in taxes, and the cost of the jail time. 10 days in jail, 9 years suspended. If you successfully complete a substance use evaluation and counseling, if you don't complete the evaluation and counseling, we have to sentence you to 9 more days in jail. Well, in your case, there's only be 5.
Okay.
Well, 6. 10 total. You served 4. Be 6. You understand all that?
I do.
This conviction's reported to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and they assess points against your life with your driving record. It's 8 points, depending on what your driving record was up to this time. They can suspend or revoke your driving privileges because of the points. And at a bare minimum, they're going to require you to attend what's referred to as the traffic survival school. That's different than a defensive driving course that you can attend to have a civil traffic violation dismissed. It's a different course run by MVD. They send you the notice if you fail to participate in or attend the class. They'll add another level of suspension on your driving privileges. Do you understand that?
Thank you.
If you were convicted a second time within 84 months, which is 7 years, while the minimum mandatory penalties are the same, the maximum penalties are the same, the minimum mandatory penalties on the subsequent offenses are much more severe. On a second conviction, the minimum jail sentence is 90 days. 30 consecutive days would have to be served and paid for. Now, the other 90 can be suspended if you complete another substance abuse evaluation and counseling. The minimum fines go up to $930. The taxes on a second conviction is $2,500. Driving privileges will be revoked a year to get your license back at the end of the year. Again, you have to install an interlock device, complete the substance abuse and counseling, and do 30 hours of community restitution. You were convicted a third time within the 84 months to be treated as a felony, with the shortest prison term being 4 months. You'd have to reimburse the state for the cost of the prison time. The possible maximum fines under the felony exceed $274,000. There would be $3,000 in taxes imposed by the legislature and a $250 DUI abatement assessment. Your driving privileges would be revoked. The 3 years, and if you ever got the license back, it would again be conditioned upon installing an interlock device, completing the treatment program, and doing the other notice 30 hours of community restitution. You understand all that?
I do.
Do you understand, so are you on parole probation out of any other court?
What was that?
Are you on parole or probation out of any other court?
No.
Do you understand you're not compelled to accept this plea? And so you have every right to interfere, not guilty, and set it for a trial, which filed a jury. And you should have run enough for your residence in the town. Judge and lawyers don't have instructions to see that you're fair and impartial. Not the selection process, you've had six of those folks. They have listened to all the evidence and jury instructions. They alone would have decided whether or not you were guilty. Do you understand that? You're trying to have a number of other rights. You've had the right to have an attorney represent you. Mr. Lewis has represented you thus far, so I'm assuming you understand that right to counsel. It would have extended throughout the trial and any appeal if it would be necessary. If you're trying to have the right to remain silent, be presumed innocent from the state, being the prosecutor, would have had to prove you were guilty beyond a reasonable doubt with evidence you alone produced. You could not have called you to justify against yourself. And you cannot have been compelled to present any evidence proving you were guilty. As your client have had the right to confront and cross-examine the state's witnesses, and your attorney would have asked some questions, see if they're telling the truth. And you would have had the right to present your own evidence and your own witnesses, and if your witnesses could not or would not appear voluntarily, the right to compel them to attend the trial using subpoenas issued by the court and no cause for trial.
You
understand you're giving up your waiving and by entering into this place. You also understand you give up your rights and your direct appeal.
Yes.
And you're on the recourses under Rule 32, and Mr. Lewis can explain that in greater detail. Are you satisfied with the service of your attorney?
Yes.
Did anyone promise you anything not contained in the written plea to get you to change your plea?
No.
Did they force you to charge me in any way?
No.
Are you doing voluntarily of your own free will?
No.
You're not?
Wait, I'm sorry. No.
Are you doing it voluntarily? Have you
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Factual basis, Mr. Siles.
On June 10th, she was stopped at the time limit of Oral Valley just after midnight. Officer Snowden must be stopped in a crosswalk, wide left turn, multiple lane violations, almost ran into the curb. I've noticed signs of consistent intoxication. The DUI investigation was exclusive of HGN. Four out of eight on the walk and turn test cues, and two of four on the one night stand was given a walk test, which she agreed to, which came back about the legal limits.
I'll find there's a factual basis of finding the interdiction agreement knowingly, voluntarily, and intelligently, which not be able to force, stress, or promises other than as contained in the written case. I'll accept the plea and proceed according to the terms of the plea agreement. I'm going to find you guilty of the driving under the influence, placement in 12 months on supervised probation, 40 violating the local, state, or federal law. Don't drive without license, registration, and insurance. Do not consume or possess alcohol or services during the probationary period. Sent you 180 days in jail. 176 are suspended, credit for 2 days' time served. 40 you suspend, you complete the other 48 hours beginning on September the 23rd at midnight?
Yes.
Impose $549 for the cost of the jail time.
Those are going to be there.
We're going to pay the $1,492 in fine and surcharges and other taxes imposed by the legislature, plus the cost of the jail, $25 court security fee, and a $20 time payment fee. Don't have a. Do I have a claimant's affidavit?
No.
No, you do.
Okay. Ms. Sandoval, are you employed currently?
I am.
How much do you think you could afford to pay each month, keeping in mind that you have to first pay for the substance use evaluation and then start paying for the counseling?
Right now, probably like 50, and then that's going to obviously go up right now.
Okay, $50 a month. When do you want to make the first payment? The middle of the month, beginning of the month?
The middle.
So if I set your payment October 16th, that would work?
Yeah.
Just miss on much under the stage, the driving under the influence, the unsafe lane change, improper left turn, the one kind of unlawful possession of marijuana. Ms. Sandoval, at the end of the probationary period, you have the right to file an application to set aside the judgment. To do so, you have to file a written form. You can either get the form in a paper form from one of my clerks, or you can go to the court website, it's under Supreme Court form somewhere, I think. You download it, print it out, fill it out, and file it. If it's granted, it shows as a dismissal on your record. If it's denied, there'll be a box check explaining why the decision was denied. Okay?
Nope.
Do that until you take all the fines and everything go through, okay?
Right, okay.
About the jail time. Did we hear with the green form? Okay.
Yes.
Three things about the jail time. Number one, you must have your pink copy of this commitment order with you when you go to the jail and the picture ID, or they won't let you in. That's where you're likely to never appear.
Okay.
Number two, make sure that you have consumed no alcoholic beverages because they give you a breathalyzer and they'll let you in, but they may hold you on an automatic condition to revoke probation. Number three, don't be late. You show up even a few minutes late, go through your life, you never appear. Also, if you're the one who's driving you out to the jail to serve the jail time, make sure that you've been accepted, that whomever takes you out there waits until you've been accepted into the facility before they leave.
Okay.
Also, on the green form, there's a number you might be able to call because you're serving more than 48 hours. They may not have you report to the main unit. They may have you report to the annex, but I don't know that.
Okay.
Okay?
Your Honor, she's serving exactly 48 hours.
Correct. But I don't know where they would have a report. They may send us, you know, if she calls them and says, I'm doing 48 hours, they may say, okay, well, why don't you go to the annex instead of here?
I understand. Yeah. Good to check day before, maybe.
Go straight to remission.
But yeah. I don't know that that would happen, okay? What else am I forgetting? Don't forget to make your payments. Oh, I forgot to go over all of that. I apologize. You must have completed, Dan, could I have the sentencing manager back? Because I forgot to tell those dates. In order to complete a substance abuse evaluation with the results of that evaluation back to us by October 30th. So you're going to go do this evaluation at one of these agencies. It's up to you to pick one. Did we hear the list?
Yes, sure.
That is an old list. You can still go to the Department of Health Services website. There's even one of these things that's online now. It's called Stonewall Institute.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't have to actually go anywhere. You have to complete all the counseling and education that they require with proof of completing it by April 30th of next year.
Okay.
You have to attend one session of what's called the Magic and Impact Panel with proof of completing that by November 30th. That's also online.
Okay?
So now then we need your address, phone number, and signature. Do you have any questions, Ms. Sandoval?
No, I'm good.
I'm Your Honor, we can motion to vacate the preliminary hearing on 10/13.
Yeah. When we update, we'll vacate all for the court proceedings.
There you go. Great.
Want to issue copies of everything?
Don't want to get an unnecessary warrant.
Mr. Seidels, Mr. Mendoza came back. We'll call him, but he's using all this stuff. workshops, all rights reserved, UCC 103, 1-103, and 1308, and that prejudice, and blah, blah, blah.
No, that's fine, I'll just give him a new translation, there you go.
I can't tell what his income is, although it appears to be $109 a month. I'm looking for a phone number, it's just the one at the top of 331-5938.
It's the 500, 50, 500.
Oh, did you make this? Oh. Oh, Dan?
Thank you.
Oh, is this for copy?
No, we have a copy.
Whoa. Let me make sure I'm okay.
So the copy, Mr. Lewis, has a copy.
Okay, I was just going to highlight the dates on the other.
Oh. Do we want a green stick to them?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Can we have a green stick to them?
I know. Mr. Lewis was doing that to me earlier. That makes me run back. Oh.
That's right. Troublemaker.
That's like watching ping pong with a big fat soccer ball.
How you guys are doing this, because I saw a bunch of people knowing about. So you have to do the phone call, then you run the paperwork, they sign it.
Yeah, we're getting all the bugs worked out, but today we were kind of overloaded. So.
Yeah, I saw the calendar was pretty well.
Yeah.
That's because the police issued over 80 citations on one day.
Wow.
They have to do it for them.
Well, they got to get that tax base, the money up there somehow. No more restaurants and bars and stuff, you know. Not as many restaurants and bars.
No, they got a grant from the state highway safety people, and just said, well, those people get all these tickets out. But
here you go.
They bothered to tell us it was happening.
No grant for the court, though, for next to judge. Or next to clerk.
Is this Paul Mendoza? This is George Stuntz from Moore Valley Magistrate. How you doing this morning?
Okay.
It's been a busy morning, let me put it that way. You were apparently arrested July the 22nd. You were charged with failure to stay within the marked lane and driving under the influence. It's considered a class 1 misdemeanor. The possible maximum
fine
and the worst sentence you could get would be 6 months in jail, 5 years on probation, $1,400
in surcharges. Are they all in there maybe?
$1,000 in other taxes imposed by the legislature. And the mandatory penalty would be 10 days in jail. 9 of those days would be suspended if you successfully complete a substance abuse evaluation and any counseling or education required by the evaluation. Minimum fines $493.
Yeah, I'll take that. I have my own copy of the police. That's okay.
The legislature, And then we'll get your driving through this not for 90 days.
I'm causing
environment. Well, you know, watch the bikes and the automobile. Gains the subsequent evaluation convicted of having the license reinstated. You have the right to enter plea of not guilty. The right to have a trial by jury. The right to have an attorney represent you.
Take care.
Ford one. We would have tried to employ you to be yourself. You have the right to remain silent. The right to be present at all court proceedings. And if you are found guilty after trial and fail to appear for sentencing for more than 90 days, you would lose your rights and need the right to appeal. Do you understand all that? My name is George Dunscombe, D-U-N-S-C-O-N-B. I'm the magistrate. So I'm not sure what part of it you don't understand. I'm sorry. Unless you can be more specific, I'm going to have to just proceed forward with this hearing because we've got other cases to handle in the docket this morning. So I'm going to swear you in now. I'm just going to ask you questions about your financial affidavit, okay? You saw me swear a prayer, and the testimony you've got to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I have a three-page affidavit. Is that your signature that appears on the third page?
Right.
Yes. And so you are, I take it you're married?
No.
Well, who's the other adult that you are required to support?
I'm supporting my mother.
Well, while that's an admirable thing, I can't really consider the support of your mother. Can I assume that you live at home with your mother?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. So your total income is $199?
Yeah, it's very low.
Okay. Were all the allegations in your petition true or correct to the best of your belief or knowledge? Well, is everything you put in your financial affidavit true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all. That's. There are sometimes we just say things in ways that make sense to lawyers and judges, but folks in the real world kind of look at it and say, well, all right, so, Ms. Mendoza, I'm going to find that you're indigent. That only means that you can't afford to pay for an attorney. I'm sorry, what?
No, I heard you.
Okay. I'm going to appoint an attorney named Christian Salter to represent you. Not going to. No attorney
speak. This is Dana Stein. This is Dana Stein. I don't want to sign over my number.
I have no idea what that means, but it's okay. I don't need to. We're going to enter a plea of not guilty and not responsible on the civil contract violation.
No, I didn't have a pre-trial violation.
You going to set it for
10:20.
A pretrial conference on October the 27th.
Yeah.
At 1:30 in the afternoon, if you fail to appear, we could issue a warrant for your arrest and you could be charged with the offense of failing to appear. It's your job to get a hold of Mr. Salter, not his job to track you down. We're going to have you fill out the top of the form on for the appointment of counsel. Make sure you write legibly because that's the information that Mr. Salter will use to find you. But it's still your job to get a hold of him, okay?
What's his name?
Christian Salter. It'll be on the paperwork that we're going to have you fill out when you come in. Additionally, the night that you were arrested, the officer didn't book you into jail, so your fingerprints weren't taken. So you have to schedule an appointment with the police department to go in and have your fingerprints taken. I'll give you till October 27th to accomplish that, okay? Do you have any questions before I have you come on in and sign your paperwork? Well, if I understood what that meant, I would say that's okay. We're not asking you to sign or anything. We just want you to sign this form acknowledging that we handed you a copy of it and it's got your new court date on it. It's really simple. And the other form just tells you the lawyer's name, but we'll need your address and phone number on it so we know how to get a hold of you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Come on into the lobby. Go to the third window. Dan will meet you there and have you fill out the paperwork. All right. Thank you. You have a good day. So, Mr. Siles, we have an Antonietta Reyes got into a fight at 10,540 North La Cunada. Assault and damage to her conduct.
She's close to voicemail, Nancy.
You really need to talk to her, or should we just...
I think you just go ahead and...
That's what I think, too. Let's just do the initial appearance arraignment. She can call you guys later and chat if
it
works. All right. Mr. Siles, I looped up the number. What's the answer, doctor? Just down.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Reyes?
Yes, it is.
This is George Dunstan Morgan, magistrate. We've got the prosecutor, Mr. Siles, on the other line.
Okay.
You were cited back on July the 26th. You were charged with assault as a Class 2 misdemeanor, criminal damage as a Class 2 misdemeanor, but you were charged with disorderly conduct, which is a Class 1 misdemeanor. Meaning the possible maximum penalty you could be facing would be 6 months in jail, 3 years on probation, $4,494 in fines and surcharges. There is no minimum mandatory penalty. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
You have the right to enter a plea of not guilty, the right to have a trial, the right to have an attorney represent you. That doesn't necessarily mean court-appointed counsel. It means the right to be represented by counsel, the right to remain silent, and the right to be present at all court proceedings. Do you understand all of that? Sorry.
Yes,
thank you. Mr. Siles, is there a notice to the victim?
It was mailed, Judge.
Has the victim contacted your office, or are they present?
No, they have sent a letter, Judge. But they're not present.
And the gist of their letter is?
Basically, the restitution amount.
Am I hearing a rooster?
Nothing, no, it's a baby crying.
Oh,
by
okay.
House.
I'm just batting a thousand. First, I thought it was a dog, and I think it's a chicken. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Ms. Reyes, I'm going to enter a plea of not guilty in your. Oh, state asking jail.
No, Judge.
Ms. Reyes, I'm going to enter a plea of not guilty on your behalf and set it for a pretrial conference on October the 19th at 9 o'clock in the morning. You must be present or we could proceed in your absence, and a warrant could be issued for your arrest, and you could be charged with the offense of failing to appear, which is another Class B misdemeanor. So, do you have any questions?
I would like to say something.
Okay, now, remember, you got the right to remain silent, and anything you say can be used by the prosecutor against you.
Well, I just want to take care of this. I've never been in trouble. And I want to do the right thing. And when I talked to the officers at the last moment, I learned these ladies had press charges on me, but actually they didn't go into the floor and make them. So I just want to take care of this. I'm a caregiver, and if I have any, tell any story to you like that, I wouldn't be able to practice. I have not been able to work since that day because of my back and my neck. So, I mean, I...
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Ms. Reyes. First, I need to put down the prosecutor's phone number on here. His name is Tobin Siles, and the general office number is 229-4760. Additionally, I'm going to enclose these two pamphlets from the Pima County Bar Association that either might help you get some reduced cost legal advice or maybe even some reduced cost representation, okay?
Okay.
So, but you should get a copy of the police report before you go talk to any attorney, all right?
Okay.
All right. So, do you have any questions, ma'am?
No, because I've never been in trouble. I don't know what I should ask
for. Okay. Well, my advice is usually try and talk to an attorney if you can, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you want to come on into the third window and meet the Dan there, he'll have you sign this paperwork and get you on your way.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, ma'am. You take care.
Hi, you too. That is...
Dan
out there?
Oh,
she's coming in.
Nancy, Mr. Garcia. Is it Roberto Garcia?
Oh, what? Well.
We got to exonerate the bomb. So. We got a lady named Alicia Chester. Chester. And she wants to do the DV classes through one of the online services.
I think she's already done it, Judge.
Oh.
Well, that's fine with me.
A year ago, saying she needed to do 26 sessions. Okay.
And that's the end of it. I'm struggling to find that.
I think she told me when I told her to tell her the court date was then continuing. I think she said she had a certificate of completion.
Okay, well, she didn't send it to us. She said it's the. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not her certificate. You're right. They list all the possible courses and the costs, but she didn't send us a certificate, so let's call her. Is this Miss Chester?
Yes, it is.
George Dunscombe, by magistrate. We've got Mr. Silas, the prosecutor, on the other line. How are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're here. It's been a busy morning, should we say. So, I'm unclear with what's going on with the DV counseling.
I have completed an online course through Logan Domestic Services, and I'm asking if that would be accepted.
So, do we have proof that you completed it?
Yes, I have submitted submitted, I sent an email with the completion certificate. I could also deliver it to the courthouse if that was...
Hang on a moment.
Send it Sunday.
Did you send it yesterday?
I did send a backup yesterday. I sent it prior and wasn't sure if it came through, and so sent a second confirmation yesterday.
Mr. Silas, will you accept it?
I'll accept it.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, is it all right if Nancy just forwards you the email with a copy on it?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Mr. Silas. Was there evidence, I'm sorry, notice to the victim?
I think
that
was a letter mailed judge, but I have no idea whether it was a
secret or not. All right, so it's a diversion, so with the state's permission, I'm just going to go ahead and dismiss the charge and close the file.
All right. All right,
so are you here, Miss Chester, or are you at home?
I am at home.
Okay, well, we'll just email you a copy of the minute entry, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good, ma'am. The charge is dismissed. We'll close the file. You're excused.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Your Honor. I appreciate it. Please take care of yourself.
You too.
Thank you.
Mr. Silas, I think we're down to... Are we calling Mr. McNally, or this is post... What are we doing?
So, see if we can set a new commitment on the date and new dates for my... He's been sick, so he hasn't done anything. We're calling to check his health stuff.
Try Mr. McNally first. This is George Duskam, Warren Valley Magistrate. We need to speak with Mr. McNally, please.
Okay, just a second. Hold on.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, Mr. McNally. We got Tobin on the line. Should we call your client, or do you have an update?
I've got a very minor update. It appears that he's in the hospital. I tried to get a hold of him the last, not today, but last week, a couple times. The update that we would have to report is I spoke with Mr. Tobin. He said that he doesn't seem to have an objection to home detention.
That's correct.
I think just to keep us out of hot water with the Supreme Court, Mr. McNally, if you can get a statement from one of his doctors that just basically, without giving away too much of his medical condition, indicates that because of his medical conditions, it would be potentially a risk to his health to be incarcerated. At least we'll have something to back up our file, and Mr. Silas will have something in his file.
I don't think I'll have any problem getting that, Judge. I've already got a large amount of paperwork, medical documents, but I will get the one that
specifically said that, that given his current condition, even the one day in jail would be a detriment to his health.
He sounds like he's fairly ill. Can you, what generally is the problem?
So, Mr. Mr. Snyder has got a major nerve condition that causes pain in every movement. He sometimes has mild paralysis from the waist down. He's fallen down, as a result, he's fallen down the stairs quite a number of times. So he's kind of bedrock into his, he lives in Michigan, of course, into his lower, his first story of his house. He's had back surgeries to the point where, they try to relieve the pain and pressure, but, none of them have done so. As a result, it has left him effectively disabled and unemployed, unable to do his trade, which was he was a respiratory therapist for a great number of years until he was unable to move. It was my understanding after one of his consultations with the doctor that if he were to go into jail, that he'd have to try to do so on a stretcher or laying down for the entire time he was there.
I don't know of any detention facility that's going to tolerate that.
Right. So it's progressively gotten worse, even with his attempts to get it to be better. So I do know that. But again, I don't think it will be any problem getting any one of his number of doctors to write one of those.
All right, so I guess that we're going to kind of put the it was only 24 hours in custody, so Mr. Seidel, are you going to adjust that on the home detention, or what are you going to do?
I'm just going to do 24 hours, and we'll call this
one. All right, Mr. McNally, I'm not trying to put too much of the onus on you, but he can find somebody up there to, you know, who can go to his house, install the ankle monitor, come back 24 hours later and pick it up.
Just quite frankly, if that's an issue, I'll fly out there myself.
I guess you need to...
I think that given the state's position, I think that we can get all of those accomplished, and hopefully soon, and get this one off the books.
That would be good. Yeah, that's over yet. All right, can we get that all done in a month?
I don't see a reason we can't get that all done in a month. Quite honestly, Judge, I think the harder part in that regard would be the letter, because you know how doctors are sometimes, but I still think we can get it all done in a month.
All right, let's set this for another review October 19th. How about that?
Okay. I don't want to just say yes and then find out that we have two trials that day. I am wide open.
All right, so let's do this review at 10 o'clock again, or we'll try.
Okay, Judge, do you want me to come in person?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
That would just be a waste of gasoline. We can talk to you on the phone.
All right, sounds good, Judge. October 19th at 10 o'clock.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Judge.
All right, Mr. Silas, we've got Mr. Reichner. We're going to give to Dan. Ms. Ortiz is a long-form shoplift. Two shoplifts and the mail was returned, so we're anticipating a request for a warrant. Victor Mendoza, goes to Dan. Ashley McGee. Oh, good Lord. Misconduct involving a weapon. Seriously?
I have drug work for her to be able to get a hold
of. Oh, that would be good. So that goes to Dan. Let me put a note on the file.
Is there another charge besides the weapons?
Yes, unlawful possession of narcotics paraphernalia.
I'll try to get a hold of her and see if we can.
Niam Noel, disorderly conduct, apparently if her paraphernalia. Alright.
Yeah,
black box full of Burt's 101 residents. Is aluminum foil really expensive or what? Well, I mean, you'd be better off carrying a roll of aluminum foil in the car in a box with picnic supplies so that. And then throw it away when you're done.
You don't want to lose what product might be stuck to it when you cook it again.
Really?
After a while, you lose enough that's almost a whole hit.
Dan thinks it's because they lose their product by if they use new foil. So, Randy Begay, I'm guessing comes off of the Apache reservation, but I don't know. So that goes to Dan for a phone call. And then we have Ernest Wind. He was in custody, was arrested. Trespass and shoplifting. Had a $500 bond. Dan, is he still in custody, maybe?
I'll have to check, Your Honor. I thought he was ROR'd.
He was.
I'll check and see if there was something else holding him up.
At any rate, it's entirely possible Mr. Gwynn may end up with 3.1 more than $24.99 bond because there seems to be no telephone number on the citation. Not in the file, and unless there's something on the jail paperwork, which there isn't on the release paperwork. Well, Dan, do what you can.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Warren. All right, that covers it, I think. Good afternoon, you may be seated.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Huh? Oh, here it comes. Oh. Looking close here.
I imagine they're going to appear by phone, and I'll sit down. Thanks. Thanks, Patrick.
Mr. Silas, George Danscombe. I'm assuming you're covering class? All right. So, this is the time set for the change of plea in the matter of State of Arizona versus Patrick Class. TR 20200065. Must elect to reflect the presence of Mr. Schwartz, on behalf of Mr. Klass, and are you Patrick Klass?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Klass, I have a plea agreement that indicates that this time you're going to change your plea of not guilty on a charge of driving under the influence to a plea of no contest, be placed on 12 months of unsupervised probation, sentenced to 180 days in jail, 179 suspended. You'll still have to serve the 24 hours in custody and pay for the cost of the jail time. The order to pay $1,493 in fines, surcharges, and other taxes imposed by the legislature, plus the $25 court security fee. 12 months of unsupervised probation with conditions of violating the law. You've got a driver without valid license, registration, and insurance, and you need to possess two non-alcoholic beverages during the probationary period. And there's a note on the plea that's all very tiny. Does it say completed on terms of the evaluation and counseling?
Judge, he's basically quickly on the, to begin with, too, and I had indicated to Mr. Klaus that.
Okay, so we've got something from the AMI.
And then he had done the 16 hours of the level 2 education program, Judge, and those documents were filed too. And he has completed the MAD program. And those documents also were filed. And I've got the file copies if the court needs them.
Mr. Storch, do you have the certificate from AMI for the level 2?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I've got some email. So it's that DUI confusion.
I have those. And also, Judge, he's completed the restitution aspect by the family. The insurance company has fixed all of that. Let's see, Patrick, take up all of these to the judge, and I think that's it. Oh, wait a minute, here's one more. This is the...
Oh, okay, Mr. Saddles, you do have a certificate for the level completion of the level 2?
Right. Well, it looks like he's done the math, according to the note here.
He's done the math, yes, sir.
And Mr. Stewart says he's done the math. He's okay, I've already got it.
Okay.
We have this one, sir. The what? We have a copy of that one.
And he's also prepared a receipt to show that he's paid for the damages.
Good.
The amount of $335. Does that match with your records?
Yes.
Okay. So those things are taken care of. The state's agreed to dismiss the charge of driving with VAC in excess of 0.08% and the failure to reduce your control speed to avoid an accident. So is that your understanding of this plea agreement, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you go over it with Mr. Storch before you signed it?
Yes, Your Honor.
And do you believe you understand the terms and consequences of this plea agreement?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you're not yet 21, right?
I am 21.
You are 21, okay. My math skills are fading by the year. Is that your signature in the waiver of immigration admonition?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you read it before you signed it?
Yes, Your Honor.
And do you understand that it's unlawful in the state of Arizona to drive an automobile at any time when you consume alcohol beverages? What you have consumed would affect you to the slightest degree?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that it's punishable as a Class 1 misdemeanor with a possible maximum penalty of 6 months in jail, 5 years on probation, $4,498 in fines and surcharges, plus a minimum of $1,000 in taxes imposed by the legislature?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that the minimum mandatory penalty for the offense is 10 days in jail, 9 of those can be suspended if you complete the substance abuse evaluation and counseling. Minimum fines and surcharges are $493, plus the $1,000 in taxes imposed by the legislature.
Yes, Your Honor.
Additionally, the Department of Motor Vehicles is going to suspend your driving privileges for a period of 90 days. It's a 30-day absolute suspension with a permit to drive to and from and for purposes of work or school for the remaining 60 days, but you have to apply during the first 30 days to get the remaining 60-day permit, okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
In addition, you'll have to show them proof of completing the substance use evaluation and the installation of the interlock device on your automobile.
Yes, Your Honor.
Additionally, they're going to assess points against your driving record. It's going to be 8 points. Depending on what your driving record was prior to this, they can suspend or revoke the driving privileges because of points. And at the bare minimum, though, they're going to order you attend what's referred to as the traffic survival school. That's not the same thing as a defensive driving school that you can go to resolve a civil traffic violation. It's a different school. They'll send you the notice. If you fail to appear, they add yet another level of suspension onto your driver's license until you get it done. Okay?
Yes.
If you were convicted of this offense a second time within 84 months, which is 7 years, well, the maximum penalties are the same. The minimum mandatory penalties are much more severe. On a second conviction, the minimum jail sentence is 90 days. 30 consecutive days would have to be served and paid for. 60 days could be suspended if you completed another substance use evaluation and treatment. The minimum fines on a second conviction are $930. The taxes on a second conviction are $2,500. Your driving privileges would be revoked for 12 months. To get the license back at the end of the 12 months, you'd again have to install an interlock device for a year, complete the substance use evaluation and counseling or education, and you would have to complete 30 hours of community restitution. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
If you were convicted a third time within 84 months, it would be treated as a felony. Shortest prison term would be 4 months. You'd again have to reimburse the state for the cost of the prison time. The minimum fines on any felony, or the possible maximum fines, I'm sorry, on any felony conviction exceed $274,000. It's possible fines. They're not mandatory on felonies. The taxes would be $3,000, and there'd be another $250 DUI abatement assessment. Your driving privileges would be revoked for 3 years. To get your license back at the end of the 3 years, you have, again, have to install an interlock device, complete a substance abuse treatment program, and do another 30 hours of community restitution. Do you understand all that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you on parole probation out of any other court?
No, Your Honor.
Do you understand you're not compelled to accept this plea, that you have every right to enter a plea of not guilty or continue with your plea of not guilty instead of the trial by jury? It means we would have brought in about 30 residents from the town, and the judge and lawyers would have asked them questions. We'd get to return impartial. After the selection process, we'd end up with 6 folks. They'd have listened to the evidence and jury instructions. They alone would have decided whether or not you were guilty. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
At your trial, you would have had a number of other rights. You would have had the right to have an attorney. Mr. Schwartz has represented you up to this point, so I'm assuming you understand that right to counsel that it would have extended to after trial and any appeal had not been necessary.
Yes, Your Honor.
At the trial, you had the right to be presumed innocent and to remain silent in the state, meaning Mr. Silas or Mr. Simon would have had to prove you were guilty beyond a reasonable doubt with evidence they alone produced. They could not have called you to testify against yourself, and you could not have been compelled to present any evidence to prove you were guilty. At the trial, you had the right to confront and cross-examine the state's witnesses. And your attorney would have asked some questions to see if they were telling the truth. And you had the right to present your own evidence and your own witnesses, and if your witnesses could not or would not appear voluntarily, right to compel them to attend the trial using subpoenas issued at no cost to yourself. You understand those jury trial rights?
Yes, Your Honor.
You understand you're waiving or giving them up by entering the plea?
Yes, Your Honor.
You also understand you're giving up your rights in the direct appeal and your only recourse is under Rule 32 of the Rules of Criminal Procedure?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you satisfied with the service of your attorney?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did anyone promise you anything that's not in the written plea agreement to get you to change your plea?
No, Your Honor.
Did they force you or threaten you in any way to get you to change your plea?
No, Your Honor.
Are you doing it voluntarily of your own free will?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Seidel's factual basis?
The May 22nd officers were told a single vehicle accident in the Oral Valley. They arrived, the vehicle running to the tree. He admitted to being the driver, admitted that he was just been drinking. They did a field try test for BH10, 4 of 6 cues. One of 8, 1 of 8 on the walk and turn test, and 2 of 4 on the one-way stand, the CBT. He agreed to a blood test, and he was about to move.
Do you agree to the factual basis, Mr. Storks?
I do, Your Honor.
Mr. Glass, I'm going to find there is a factual basis. I'm going to find that you've entered into this agreement knowingly, voluntarily, and totally that it's not the result of Forbes' threats or promises other than those contained in the written statement. I will accept the plea and proceed according to the terms of the plea agreement. Yes. The evaluation is completed, and so is the counseling. And do I have a copy of the man yet, Mr. Schwartz?
I gave it to you, yes, Judge. You've got my form copy up there.
I've got the certificate in here. Mm-hmm. I know the certificate is in here. Mm-hmm.
Certificate.
That's the proof of the law. Okay.
I gave him the
man. Here we go. Here we go. And the man to yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's in here. I'm giving it to you. And there's one in the court file, probably, too. But
That was actually a very intelligent way to take care of it. Trish, I'm not finding the sentence in the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And Dan, you can work on that.
Right index more front. Just gonna push it straight down, push it down there, you don't have to roll it. It's just waxing it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Based on your plea and the factual basis, I'm going to find you guilty of the driving under the influence charge. Were you violate, I'm going to place you in 12 months on supervised probation. Were you violate the local, state, or federal law, don't drive without license, registration, and insurance. You do not possess or consume alcoholic beverages during the probationary period. I'm going to sentence you 180 days in jail, suspend 179. I understand you've chosen October 3rd at midnight to report, correct?
Yes, yeah.
So is that a,
make sure we agree on the date. October the 3rd is a Saturday, which means you're...
I thought you wanted to come in on Friday.
Date on Friday the 2nd, right?
Yes, I'm reporting.
You must come in, I think, on Friday the 2nd, Judge, yeah. If you could. Right.
So you show up there about 11:55 and check in.
I'll show him where to do all of that.
And then where you paid $421 for the cost of the day in jail. Where you paid $1,492 in fine surcharges and other taxes. A $25 court security fee, and you add that all together, it's $1,939, and I understand you're paying that all today.
He's paying it all today, Your Honor.
I'll find you completed the substance abuse evaluation, the 16 hours of level 2, and the magic impact panel. I'll dismiss that motion to state of driving. We sometimes get those. The driving with a blood alcohol excess 0.08% of the civil traffic violation for the failure to reduce control speed. Mr. Siles, I'm going to put a handwritten note that restitution has been paid. And if you will give this to Mr. Storch, Mr. Storch, if you were to do that, access to the completeness. And then Mr. Glass, if your attorney approves it, we'll need to have your signature address on that form at the bottom, please, including a valid phone number.
And Judge, the only matter that I did tell Mr. Simon, I mentioned to you, but he indicated to me the result of it, but I did tell Mr. Glass I would. I was requesting that he get credit for the one day in jail due to the fact that he did about 4+ hours by being booked into the or Valley Jail, however, Ms. Steiner told me that you all did not credit that as a time in custody due to the fact it wasn't at the Pima County Jail. But I said I would ask for it in any event, and the court then would obviously rule, and that would be that. But nevertheless, we'd ask for it.
I understand that Ms. Glass was in custody for quite a while, but that's not considered being booked into custody for the purposes of the court. So I'm going to have to deny the request. And I understand why you made it.
Yeah, the only other issue, too, is that Mr. Simon also indicated that pursuant to the plea, there'd be no other charges filed, too. And that is a...
Oh, Mr. Siles?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Simon also said there would be no other charges filed. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And that's just fine, Patrick. You need to sign it. Yeah, right there. There's a defendant's signature.
Yeah, I believe there's an area, too. We need a...
Address.
Address and a phone number, yeah. Tiny little space, so...
Give it back to me and I'll just sign it, too.
Did we get an agreement form for the jail?
Yeah.
Hmm? There's a seal on the top here. Oh, okay. So, Mr. Glass, at the end of the probationary period, you have the right to file an application to set aside your judgment to do so. Yes, file it in the form. We have forms. You can go to the court website and download it and print it out and file it. Because granted, it will show the dismissal on your record for things such as employment purposes, but the state can still allege it as a prior conviction. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Also, three things about the jail. Number one, don't be late. If you show up late, they will let you in. They'll treat it like you never appeared. Number two, make sure you have this pink copy with you and a photo ID, or they won't let you in. They'll treat it like you never appeared. Number three, make sure you haven't consumed alcohol or beverages, because they have you blow into an intoxicizer when you go in. If you have alcohol in your system, they hold you on an automatic petition to revoke probation, because it's one of your conditions of probation that you not consume alcohol beverages. Okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you have any questions, sir?
No, Your Honor.
You don't really have any significant dates to deal with except the jail, so... You can do one copy of the source, and we'll highlight the date on the
decision. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you a copy.
You need to talk to Mr. Klass.
Okay,
thank you. What about the license confusion?
Oh, that I explained to you. Yeah.
Mr. Cross, yeah, I congratulate you on getting this all done up front, you know, taking responsibility for it and just getting it taken care of.
There was one issue, Judge, that I don't think that you could do much about, but I also, he got a license suspension, and I had asked that he do like you had recommended to contact the DMV to see, or contact the hearing officer to see about getting a hearing to get his license reinstated for the driving to and from his work and what have you after that. Well, because of the virus and the pandemic and everything, nothing happened. And so then he basically adopted that my license is suspended and I'm not driving, so he hasn't driven. Well, then he finally got a hearing on it, and then they wanted to re-suspend it again for another 90 days. So I've written to him and explained to him what's going on. I think it's all getting taken care of, but in the meantime, he's not driving. It's just that simple. And we're going to continue that until we get some final verification one way or the other. But the problem was created not by what he did, but by, unfortunately, things that are beyond all of our control, and certain things are just not getting done, and that's unfortunately one of them that happened. So he's now got a hearing scheduled when in next month, isn't it?
October 29th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I haven't driven since.
And he hasn't driven since the date of the ticket. So, but in any event, there's nothing you can really do about that, because your hands are tied when it comes to the driving situation. That's up to DMV. I think I summed that up correctly.
It sounds like a typical NBD.
Yeah.
I don't want to say disaster, because it's not a total disaster, but it sure is a mess.
And it unfortunately adds an added punishment that you just are having to absorb because of what you did. So that's kind of... But he's a fine young man, Judge, and I was so impressed with the way he attacked the getting the mad and the this evaluation and the classes out of the way before he ever came to you. I have to admit, I wish some of our defendants downtown in Justice Court could do the same thing, because we don't get that better. They just don't.
All right. Good luck, Mr. Class.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, Judge.
Mr. Sorts, is Dave Bashan still down there with you guys?
He is.
All right. Ma'am, I'm going to ask you how to pronounce your last name.
Touche.
Touche, that's what I thought.
Really?
This is time set for the change of plea in the matter of State of Arizona versus Veronica Touche. She's going to enter a plea of no contest to one count of leaving the scene in an accident. He's sentenced to 30 days in jail, all 30 days suspended, 12 months on supervised probation, violating the laws, no drive without valid license, registration, and insurance, due to possess and consume alcohol during the probationary period. Ms. Touche, you're still required to participate in the DUI substance abuse evaluation and any counseling or education.
Yes, Your Honor.
We'll give you some timelines for that. There'd be $500 in fines and surcharges plus a $25 court security fee. The state's agreed to dismiss the charge of driving under the influence, driving under the VAC in excess 0.08% of civil traffic violation for failure to reduce or control speed. Mr. Silas, I'm assuming this becomes a victim's rights case. Was there notice to the victim?
Yes, sir.
Is there an issue of restitution?
It doesn't look like it, from what I can tell, Judge.
Okay. So, Ms. Touche, is that your understanding of this plea agreement?
Yes, it is.
And did you go over with Mr. Leonard before he signed it?
Yes, I did.
And you believe you understand the terms and consequences of the plea?
Yes.
And you understand it's unlawful in the state of Arizona to leave the scene of an accident? This was damage to an object, Mr. Silas?
It was another vehicle, Judge. It was a rear ender.
Oh, okay. And not provide information regarding your identity and insurance?
Yes, I do.
It's punishable as a Class 3 misdemeanor with a possible maximum penalty of 1 month in jail, 1 year on probation, and $938 in fines and surcharges. And there is no minimum mandatory penalty. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Are you on parole, probation, out of any other court?
No, I'm not.
Is that your signature on the waiver of immigration admonition?
Yes, it is.
Did you read it before you signed it?
Yes,
sir. And we've already talked about the violation and the possible maximum penalty. Do you understand you're not compelled to accept this plea? But you have every right under the DUI to enter a plea of not guilty and set your case for trial. Now, under the DUI, it would have been a trial by jury. That means we would have called in about 30 residents, and the judge and lawyers would have asked them questions to see if they could be fair and impartial jurors. And after the selection process, we'd have had six of those folks. They'd have listened to all the evidence and the jury instructions. They alone would have decided whether or not you were guilty. Do you understand that?
Yes.
On the failure to, or the leaving the scene of the accident, it would be a trial to the judge or to a court. At that trial, at both trials, you would have had the right to have an attorney. Mr. Leonardo has represented you thus far, so I'm assuming you understand that right to an attorney, and it would have extended throughout the trial and appeal if one been necessary. At your trial, you'd have had the right to be presumed innocent and to remain silent in the state, and means one of the prosecutors would have had to prove you were guilty beyond the reasonable doubt of evidence they alone produced. They could not have called you to testify against yourself. And you cannot have been compelled to present any evidence proving you were guilty. After trying, you've had the right to confront and cross-examine the state's witnesses. That means Mr. Leonardo would have asked them questions to see if they were telling the truth. And you would have had the right to present your own evidence and your own witnesses. And if you're
okay.
Our recorder keeps having problems. Are you satisfied with the services of your attorney?
Yes, I am.
Did anyone promise you anything not contained in the written plea agreement to get you to change your plea?
No.
Did they force you to promise you any in any way to get you to change your plea?
No.
No, did they force you to threaten you to get you to change your plea, sir?
No.
Are you doing this voluntarily of your own free will?
Yes.
Factual basis, Mr. Settles.
Let's see, it's a meeting with him, Judge. So
yes, sir.
On June 12th, officers were told to arrange for this person. Tangerine reference an auto accident. The vehicle was leaving the scene. Victim was rear-ended by a black SUV. They located it. It was driven by a female. These Asian glasses at that ponytail, and she had been followed by her reporting partner.
And they had later identified this party as Ms. Tichier?
That is it.
Okay. I'll find this a factual basis. I'm going to find you've entered into this agreement knowingly, voluntarily, and intelligently, and that it's not the result of force, threats, or promises other than those contained in the plea. I'll accept the plea and proceed according to the terms of the plea agreement. Patricia, I guess we'll need copies of the plea for everyone. I'll find you guilty of the offense, place you in 12 months on supervised probation, or to violate all local, state, or federal law. Don't consume or possess alcohol during the probationary period. Complete the substance abuse evaluation and any recommended counseling or education. And we're going to give you until March 31st of next year to get that completed.
Okay.
It's probably better if you just go get signed up for the evaluation and just done whatever they say.
Okay.
Already paid $500 in fines and surcharges and a $25 court security fee, and I understand you're going to be able to pay that today?
Yes, I can.
Dismiss on a motion to state the driving under the influence of DAC in excess of 0.08 for the failure to reduce or control speed violation. Dan, if you can give that to Mr. Leonardo and Ms. Tichet. After Mr. Leonardo has approved it, we'll need your signature down at the bottom of the form, please. Did you give them all the names? Okay. One of them goes, that you ended that tree. I gave it the. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
All right. In addition, you have the right to file an application to set aside the judgment. So, at the end of the 12 months, as long as you've completed the counseling, just file an application to set aside. You can either get the form from the court website or just come in and ask the clerks for it. They'll give you the printed copy. You can fill it out, file it. If it's granted, it shows as a dismissal on the record. And if it's denied, you check the box explaining why. Do you have any questions, ma'am?
No, I don't.
All right. Good luck. You're excused.
Thank you. Thanks,